they left in 1914, and the country didn't settle up until it started 1900. 1901 was when most of the settlers come in, and there wasn't very many roads before 1913. Mm-hmm. No paved roads at all. I don't know when they did put the first paved roads through here, but it was long after 1918, I think.
And then they were just one car wide.
Yes, just one car ride. And brother, when you took a ride, you took a ride. I'd rather ride a pitching horse.
Did you learn to throw when you were a girl?
Throw one.
Oh, at snakes and things like
oh,
that?
Oh, yes. Or snakes alive. You had to learn to, because there was lots of rattlesnakes here in the early days. Lots of them.
What'd you throw at them
mostly? Oh, rocks, if you could find them. Hardly ever you come to a place where you couldn't find a rock. Or I pulled up a loose fence post a lot of times and come with a loose fence post.
Just beat them to death.
Uh-huh, beat them to death. Or if you was on your horse, you always had a saddle rope, and I would kill them with your saddle rope. You can
just pop them.
Uh-huh. Just warp them, double your saddle rope, uh-huh. And you can just warp them. And even if you hit hard enough, you can pretty near break his back the first lick.
I'm surprised that they had so many snakes in
there. Oh, my, there was lots of rattlesnakes. There's still lots of them here. Here in town, not more than a week or two ago, Wade Grimes, he's the county clerk down at the courthouse, killed one right in his yard.
Really?
Just, rattlesnake.
I don't think I'd care for that.
No, and I don't either. I killed a little old snake here in my yard about 2 weeks ago. It wasn't a rattlesnake. I never seen one like it. It had the sharpest tail I ever saw on a snake. It was, by the time it got down to the point, it wasn't a bit bigger around than that. Did you ever see one? It's kind of a reddish brown snake.
No, I don't think I ever have.
Slender thing. I never seen anything like it, and I've seen lots of snakes.
Sounds like a needle.
Well, it was just almost, it just run down the sharpest point I ever did see. It wasn't, it was about that big around. Mm. There's lots of antelope here when we first came down too, lots of them, and quite a few deer. But I never did see any of the deer. I've heard Dad and Herb talk about it when they'd be, but they didn't stay long after we come down. But we used to go antelope hunting. Mother'd take the wagon, ride the wagon, and the man folks would ride their saddle horses and get up a herd of antelope, and they tried to head them toward the wagon so we could see the fun.
Uh-huh.
And I've seen 30 and 40 head of antelope in a bunch.
Uh-huh.
And there used to be a bunch of come of an afternoon out from our house about a mile and a half, and lay there on that slope of an afternoon, and there's always one of them would stand up, and he was the lookout, I suppose. But they never all laid down at the same time.
Huh.
There'd always be one up, standing up.
Uh-huh.
And something disturbed them, and I'll tell you, they were gone. They can run like a streak. Mm-hmm.
That's what, it surprised me. Uh-huh. You said your dad roped
them. Well, he roped that one. Oh, he's roped a lot of antelope, but that was the only one that he ever brought home, and he liked the knife. Uh-huh. Brought that home. His clothes was just ripped off in pieces. It was a good big antelope, now a young one. Why, you wouldn't have any trouble at all. Did you ever see them? I don't suppose you did, because they haven't been around here, but if you wanted to, you could see a bunch of antelope. And in those days, men always wore a handkerchief tied around their neck to keep them from sunburning the neck. And they didn't wire those hats that wide in those days.